On July 24, 2016, ISIS burned to death a family which was trying to escape the caliphate. Just when you think ISIS could not do something more heinous, it does. Rashad, Iraq. One of the funniest Onion pieces I ever read was that published shortly after 9/11. For those not familiar with The Onion, it is a US-based satirical website that's been around for some time. I discovered it myself in the early 2000s. I do not find that everything on it tickles my funny bone, but a lot does. The piece in question was entitled, Hijackers Surprised to Find Themselves in Hell, and purported to be an interview with Muhammad Atta, one of the 9/11 hijackers. The terrorists had fully expected to, quote, spend eternity in paradise being fed honeyed cakes by 67 virgins in a tree-lined garden, if only I would fly the airplane into one of the two towers. Instead, he was, quote, forced to suckle from the 16 poisoned leathern teats of Gofafnet, whore of betrayal, until I burst from an unwholesome engorgement of curdled bile. Quote. Here's another quote from the article, quoting Atta. I am fed the boiling feces of traitors by malicious laughing Ifrit. Ifrit is a demon in Islamic theology. Is this to be my reward for destroying the enemies of my faith? Unquote. This may not be your form of humor, but I find it hilarious. The terrorists who were responsible for the deaths of almost 3,000 people were in turn tortured for the remainder of all time instead of being rewarded with an honored place in paradise. Mr. Atta faced other trials and tribulations, such as being skewered from eye socket to bunghole and then placed on a spit so that their flesh could be roasted by the searing gale of flatus which issues forth from the haunches of Asmodee, being hollowed out and used as prophylactics by the thorn-cocked Gulbuth the Rampant, and having their flesh melted from their bones like wax in the burning embrace of the Mother of Cowards. All horrible ways to die, or not to die in their case. The terrorist group ISIS, Islamic State, was also behind some disgusting ways of killing people in its so-called caliphate. It seemed to relish in seeing its victims die in the most horrible way possible. Today's featured attack is a good example. On this day in 2016, ISIS burned alive a family of three, father, mother, and a two-year-old girl, who were trying to escape from the organization's grip southwest of Kirkuk. Let me repeat this. ISIS barbecued a family, including a two-year-old baby, who wanted to get out of the caliphate. There are no words in any language to truly describe this act of barbarism. Alas, it was typical of this terrorist group. It is hard to see any argument calling for giving these monsters their day in court, as some are arguing. If there is a hell, I'm sure there's a special place for ISIS terrorists. Maybe their entrails will be wound onto a stick and fed to the toothless, foul-breathed swine of Gehenna.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.